ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नाष्टपर्येषवदेशो नित्यं भगवद्सेवया। भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। एते चकलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवान् स्वयं। इन्द्रियारिव्याकुलं लोकं म्रियन्ते युगे युगे। नाम संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्वपापप्रणाशनं प्रणामदुःखशमनस्तं नमामि हरिं परम्। निगमकल्पतरोर्गलितं फलं सुखमुखदं मृतदिवसमृतं बिभदभक्तं रासमालयं मुहुरोरासिकभुवि भावुकः। वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद्भागवतम् 10th कैंटो 6th चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 19। यशोधा रोहिणी सामं बालस्य सर्वतः रक्षां विदाधिरे सम्याग् गोपुच्छ ब्रह्मणादिभिः। यशोदा रोहिणीभ्यं, विद मदर यशोदा एंड मदर रोहिणी, who principally took charge of the child. Taha, the other gopis. Samam, equally as important as Yashoda and Rohini. Balasya, of the child. Sarvata, from all dangers. Raksham, protection. Vidadhire, executed. Samyak, completely. Gopuccha brahmana adibhim, by waving around the switch of a cow. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Translation. Thereafter, Mother Yashoda and Rohini, along with the other elderly gopis, waved about the switch of a cow to give full protection to the child Sri Krishna. Purport. When Krishna was saved from such a great danger, Mother Yashoda and Rohini were principally concerned, and the other elderly gopis, who were almost equally concerned, followed the activities of Mother Yashoda and Rohini. Here we find that in household affairs, ladies could take charge of protecting a child simply by taking help from the cow. As described here, they knew how to wave about the switch of a cow so as to protect the child from all types of danger. There are so many facilities afforded by cow protection, but people have forgotten this art. The importance of protecting cows is therefore stressed by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Krishi go raksha vanijam vaishya karma sabhavajam. Even now, in the Indian villages surrounding Vrindavan, the villagers live happily simply by giving protection to the cow. They keep cow dung very carefully and dry it to use as fuel. They keep a sufficient stock of grains, and because of giving protection to the cows, they have sufficient milk and milk products to solve all economic problems. Simply by giving protection to the cow, the villagers live so peacefully. Even the urine and stool of cows have medicinal value. Omagyanati mirandasya gyanandana salakaya chakshuran miritam yanam dasmai sri gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya manobhistam sthapitam yena bhutale sayam rupa gadamayam dadati sapadantikam. Bandeyam Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gavigaganta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Yashoda Rohinibhyamta Samam Balasya Sarvataha Raksham Vidadhire Samyag Go Bucha Panamana Adibihi. Thereafter, Mari Yashoda and Rohini, along with the other elderly gopis, waved about the switch of a cow to give full protection to the child Sri Krishna. So here it was described how the demon Putana was killed by Krishna. So the pastimes of the Lord are most wonderful, Adbhut. And Krishna is therefore known as Adbhut Krishna, wonderful Krishna. He's performing his pastimes with his eternal associates in the spiritual world. At the same time, he's manifested here in the material world and performing his wonderful pastimes also here. The pastimes in the spiritual world, they are known as Nitya Lila, and the pastimes in this material world, they are known as Naimittika Lila. So the Nitya Lila, they are known as also as Aprakat Lila. They are not manifested to the eyes of the ordinary persons. Only the pure devotees, they can see the Lord constantly. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadeva Hiri Yeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundarama Chintuguna Sarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. What is the pastimes in this world are known also as Prakat Lila. Prakat means that they are manifest for some time. So when Krishna comes here, although he's eternally situated in Golok, in the highest realm, but he comes at the same time here in order to benefit the conditioned souls. Paritranaya sadunam vinasha chaduskritam dharma samsanapataya sambhavam yuge yuge. To protect the devotees, to annihilate the demons, and to establish a religion. For that purpose, the Supreme Lord, Swayam Bhagavan, the origin of everything, Himself is coming. Other times, His expansions are coming to this world regularly to protect the devotees, to kill demons, and to establish religion. So Krishna, as He was present, so He performed these wonderful pastimes. At the same time, so many demons were killed which was sent by Kamsa. But Krishna, of course, it is even mentioned that most of the demons, they were actually killed by the expansion of Krishna Vasudev or Vishnu. But here we can see, as Maria showed, that Putana, when she came, although she was a demon, but by mystic power, at that time the demons, they had mystic power also. She was covered by a beautiful body, so of a beautiful woman. So therefore Maria Yashoda and Rohini, they were actually attracted by her beauty, and they were then not concerned that something will happen to their child, to Krishna. Of course we should understand that Maria Yashoda and Rohini, they are always under the internal energy, yoga maya, whereas the conditioned souls are under the influence of the external energy, Mahamaya. So even though they were, so to say, bewildered, but that is by the influence of the internal potency, by Krishna's Antaranga Shakti, Lila Shakti, by the pastime potency, they were not able to understand that this is actually a demon in the form of a beautiful woman. So when Putana was ready to kill Krishna by smearing deadly poison on her breast, and then she was breastfeeding little Krishna. And Krishna, although is in the form of a child, but is always the Supreme Lord, all-knowing, Sarvajna. Although in the past times he becomes bewildered by his own potency. Therefore it is explained, he's Sarvajna, he knows everything, but it's Mugdha also, he becomes bewildered. And it seems to be that he doesn't know sometimes what is happening. Just like when other demons came, for example, Agasura in the form of great python, big snake. So Krishna saw that the boys are going inside the open mouth, and he was thinking, what is going on here? What to do now? So momentarily he was bewildered by his own potency, for the purpose of his pastimes. But then again, he knows everything, and then he's entering the mouth of Agasura, and Agasura thought, okay, now they're all finished. The cowboys are in my belly already, and now Krishna is there, now finished. A good meal also. But then Krishna, of course, he expanded himself in the throat, and Agasura suffocated. And so Krishna, by his power, and is the source of all powers, is the source of everything, so easily killed that Agasura demon. And then he came out, and all the friends, the gopas, they also came out. And for example, Maria Yashoda, when in the Damodar Leela, she was breastfeeding child Krishna, and Krishna was drinking happily, always Atmaram Aptakam, he's fully self-satisfied. He doesn't need anything else to be satisfied. At the same time, by his own sweet will, there are so many of his associates, and he's engaged in wonderful pastimes. This is increasing his pleasure, always is perfect and complete, but still, then he's manifesting so many associates, and they're eternally present, and there's a loving exchange, and that is increasing his pleasure, always complete and perfect. But the transcendental pleasure of even Krishna is increasing eternally. And the eternal associates, they are engaged in the wonderful loving exchange, and their pleasure is also increasing eternally. So then Krishna, when he saw that Putana was ready to kill him, so all-knowing Krishna, he became transcendentally angry. He's the source of everything. He's the source of anger also. And when Krishna becomes angry, that is not very good. Just like if we serve the deities and we do some aparad, or even if one is just taking darshan of the deities and one is not behaving properly, in front of the deceased. Sometimes it happens. I'm pushing each other. One time I remember there was one devotee, and we have the rope, so the senior devotees are in front and the junior behind. But sometimes the villagers, they come for darshan, and then they're very eager to take darshan. And then sometimes they even push the senior devotees, go a little bit to the side. And so one senior devotee was there, then he was very angry. Why are you pushing me? Why are you touching me? And turning around, and don't touch me. Of course, we have to respect all the devotees, and we should not judge, if we especially when we are senior. Why is he doing like this? We should be careful. But at the same time, it is mentioned one should not be angry in front of the deities also. Or one should not talk too loud in front of the deities. The pujaris, many times they talk too loud, and many times have to tell them, speak softly before the deities. Like almost every 2-3 days have to tell them. Mostly they don't get it, I don't know why. But anyhow, someone should not talk loudly in front of the deities, because the Lord is there, His associates are there, and then He wants to perform His wonderful pastimes. And those who are advanced, they can see, and they can understand. So they're very careful, and they speak very softly in front of the deities, not to disturb the Lord. Otherwise, if Krishna becomes angry, then there will be a reaction. So therefore, as a devotee, also one has to be careful. So that we have to be actually very tolerant and humble and respectful. One time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, but He came as a devotee just to teach us how to perform devotional service and how to be humble. He's the Supreme Lord, but He is most humble. Nobody can be as humble as the Supreme Lord. Even Krishna is the Supreme Lord, but He's so humble. He became the chariot driver of Arjun. In India, that aristocratic people, they have a car, but they're not driving. They have a driver. They call the driver, okay, now we're going here and there. They're not driving. They're sitting on the back seat and having a good time, chanting Hare Krishna, talking to their friends. And they're not driving, aristocratic people. So also the Kshatriyas, they had their chariot, but they're not driving the chariot themselves. They have a chariot driver. And so chariot driver is not a brahmana, is not a kshatriya, is from the lower caste. But Krishna, He becomes the chariot driver of Arjuna, and He's famous for that. Partha Sarathi, and doing the Rajasuya sacrifice. When after the battle in Kurukshetra, and all the demons were killed, then there was a need to establish Yudhishthira as the emperor. Yudhishthira gave different services to different persons, and he had a friendly relationship with Krishna, Sakyaras, and he was a little older, therefore Krishna was actually respectful to Yudhishthira. Okay, my dear emperor, what can I do for you? And then Yudhishthira was saying, you can receive all the guests who are coming. And Krishna received all the guests, offering his respect to the seniors, washing their feet. To the seniors. So even Krishna is most humble. Mahaprabhu is most humble, most tolerant, most respectful. And when he was taking darshan one time in Puri, and he was doing, he was not going in front. He didn't want to show, I am sannyasi, you have to be in front. Give me all the mahaprasadam. No, he was always in the back, just chanting Hare Krishna, trying to see Krishna. Krishna, where are you? Feeling separation from Krishna. Although he's Krishna himself, but he came as a devotee with a bhav, with a mood and luster of Srimati Radharani. So very humbly he was behind and taking darshan from Garuda Stamba. In the Vishnu temples, in Jagannath Puri also, in the Jagannath temple, there is a Garuda Stamba. And so he was taking darshan from behind there, looking at Jagannath. And then there was one lady there. She wanted to take darshan, but there was a big crowd. And then that lady, she climbed on, she was an elderly lady, she climbed on the shoulder of Mahaprabhu. Of course, one servant was there. Mahaprabhu, no, what are you doing? Get down, get down. And Mahaprabhu said, no, no, let her take darshan. So she took darshan and then she came down, and of course then she understood also that he's not an ordinary person, and she saw he's a sannyasi, she offered pranam. But so she was so eager also to see Krishna, to see Jagannath, and Mahaprabhu just tolerated. So we have to be very tolerant, and otherwise Krishna becomes dissatisfied. He becomes angry. So, of course, here, Putana, she was a demon and she was sent by Kamsa to kill Krishna. But Krishna actually was not, he was not angry because of her just wanting to kill him. Because Krishna is the Supreme Lord and he cannot be killed. And he was not bothered by her. Okay. And but because she had killed many other small children, which is very sinful, killing small, just newborn child to kill, that is very sinful. Because of that, he was very angry at this Putana. And therefore, he decided that she has to be killed. So then he was sucking a breast, and the poison, of course, that was swallowed, and a little bit, but he sucked out her life also, and then he was kicking her also, and then she was screaming like anything, and then she ran out of the house and ran out of the village and still screaming. She wasn't saying Krishna Krishna but screaming help help or whatever. And then her mystic power also vanished. Because in front of Krishna, no chance of any mystic power. Even the devotees like Lord Brahma, he's very powerful. And he thought, who is this small boy here? Eating with the left hand. We should eat with the right hand. Any cultured man would eat with the right hand. But Lord Brahma, he saw this small boy, supposed to be the Lord, but he's eating with the left hand. And he's changing the food with the other boys. This is he cannot be the Supreme Lord. Anyway, let me just do pariksha. Let me test him how powerful he is. And then, as we know, he first took the cows and the calves, and then everyone was looking, where are the cows and the calves? The cowboys they complained to Krishna, look, the cows and the calves are gone. Krishna, oh, really? Okay, let me go and look for them. Of course, again, he knew what happened. And then he's looking for them here and there. And meantime, Lord Brahma is taking the gopas, all his friends, the coward boys. And he comes back and everyone gone. But then by his mystic power, he manifested all the coward boys and all the cows and calves. And everything was there, the dress and whatever jewelry they had, and flute and buffalo horn, everything was there. And then Lord Brahma, he had put them away in a cave, and then hid them, and then he came back, and then he saw everyone is there, and they looked back where he had kept the cows and the calves and the gopas, and he wondered, how is this exactly the same? And then he realized that Krishna is actually the Supreme Lord. And then it was also shown to him that they manifested form, and the gopas and the expansions of Krishna, just to show. The gopas, they were expanded forms of Krishna, Vishnumurti, to show that he himself expanded himself as gopas and the cows and calves. And then he understood his mistake, and he offered pranam to Lord Brahma and chanted very beautiful prayers. In the 14th chapter it will be explained. And then actually after doing that, the Supreme Lord, He forgave him, because Krishna is very merciful. And even if one is committing some offense, if one is repenting and begging forgiveness, then Krishna easily is excusing that person. Just like in deity worship, it happens. And actually the pujaris, after every seva, is begging forgiveness from the Lord. If I committed any offense, please kindly forgive me. Mantrahinam kriyahinam bhaktihinam janadana yapujitamai deva paripuram tadastamai. I've done this seva, please accept it. Although I didn't chant the mantras properly, although I didn't do it nicely, although I don't have love and devotion. Even one verse says, aparada sahasani kriyantihanishamaya dasamamitamamatvakshamasamrusunnaha. Then, my dear Lord, I'm committing thousands of offenses day and night, but kindly, thinking me as your servant, forgive me for that. And So because the devotee is not trying to do any offense, but because in the conditioned state it is happening, so therefore we have to, after every seva, we have to beg forgiveness. Even in Hari Bhakti Vilas, which is by Sanatana Goswami, has explained about the duties of the different devotees in Varna Ashram also, and there he has explained that every night before taking rest, all the devotees, they should beg forgiveness from the Lord. If they have committed any offense towards him, towards the holy names, towards the deities, towards the Vaishnavas, or towards any being, not just human being, even animals. And sometimes it happens. Ants are walking, we don't see, and then we step on them and they are killed. This is a kind of apparat. But of course, it is difficult to avoid that. And therefore we have to depend on Krishna, we have to surrender to Krishna, but we have to beg forgiveness from the Lord every day, because it is happening unknowingly, mostly, that one is committing some aparad. Of course, those who are highly advanced, the pure devotees, they are not doing any aparad, never, that is not possible, because they are protected by the internal energy. And whatever they are doing is right, even if it appears to be wrong, it is right. It is never wrong what they are doing. But the conditioned souls, they have to be careful and they have to beg forgiveness from the Lord. So Labrahmi, he understood his mistake, and then he begged forgiveness and he was excused. But even he was not feeling completely relieved. He was thinking, I'm such a fool, such a rascal. I offended the Supreme Lord. I have to do something. But he excused, you know, he accepted my apology, my prayers, but still he was not completely satisfied. And therefore he went to Mayapur Navadvip, Antardvip, in the center of Mayapur, and there he was doing some tapasya. And then actually Mahaprabhu appeared, and then he got the blessings of Mahaprabhu also and told him, you don't worry, and you're forgiven and you go on with your duties. And then and then he also requested Lord Brahma that please let me also, and Mahaprabhu, of course, he revealed that he will appear very soon and in this world. And then Brahmaji, he requested him, please let me also take part in your pastimes. But let me take birth in a family, in a lower class family, so I will be always humble. Because sometimes if you are born in a rich family, a Brahmana family, then you have the pride. Pride is there. I'm Brahman. Chaturvedi, Brahmana. Oh, I'm a king's son. So that may be there, but we should be humble. And if you are born in a good family, it is wonderful, it is a good fortune, but we should remain humble. But sometimes, of course, even sometimes those who are, the great devotees, even though they are born in a good family, and they are endowed with all good qualities, they will never think, I'm a great devotee. Like Sanatana Goswami, appeared in a Brahmana, they're from Brahmana family, of course working for the Muslims for some time, so, but they were always humble. When they first saw Mahaprabhu, very humble, taking trina, the grass in the mouth, that was the to show that I'm insignificant. So that was a system usually. Before, they take a straw halm and put in the mouth and then offer obeisances. I'm insignificant, there's the grass in the street, the straw in the street. So he was so humble always. So as we heard this morning, Prabhupada said in the announcement, right, that the devotee, great devotee, is never thinking as a great devotee. He's thinking I'm insignificant. Even though he'll be always glorifying Krishna, serving Krishna, he will never think I've done so much. And if he has done so much, he gives the credit to his middle master like Prabhupada. It is by Prabhupada's mercy, said many times, that I have been able to do this, to make so many temples, and that we are so successful. It is all my Guru Maharaj's mercy. And he used to say, because many devotees joined, he didn't think I made so many devotees, I make 10,000 devotees. He was saying that my Guru Maharaj sent you to help me. So that is the advanced devotee, is always most humble. But the new fire devotee, he has a little knowledge and he has a little position, and he thinks I'm a great devotee, I'm doing good. So Krishna, he killed this Rakshasi, Putana, and then at that time, so as mentioned here, Maria Shoda and Rohini, they came there and they were very much worried, as mentioned here. And it is mentioned also that all the other gopis, Taha, Saman, so they're equally, as they were, Prabhupada is mentioning, they were equally as important as Yashoda and Rohini, and in Prabhupada is writing, they were equally concerned. Oh, I hope nothing happened to Krishna, because they were not aware that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. In the loving exchange, in Braj, nobody knows that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. There's this wonderful Madhurya Bhava is there, loving exchange, the highest love is there in Braj. By Krishna's will, Krishna's desire, they do not know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So therefore they were all worried. We hope that nothing happened to him. So Maria Shoda and Rohini, so because they were taking care, and Maria Shoda is known as the mother of Krishna, so they were very worried. But the others, because Krishna is the center of all in Braj. And all the gopis and the gopas, everyone in Braj has so much love for Krishna. More love than their own children. They love Krishna more than their own children. So they all came there. And so it is mentioned here, the switch of a cow. Well, it is the last part of the tail. The tail of the cow, the last part, that is called the switch. I don't know. So it's mentioned here. I guess so. Yeah. So go pucha. So in Sanskrit it is clear, go pucha. Go is the cow, pucha, that is the end of the tail of the cow. So they were taking that, they're cutting. Even now we do that when the tail is little long and the hair of the tail, then we cut it without hurting the cow. And then we tie a little cloth around, and we use that in the deity seva also. When we have abhishek of the deities for auspiciousness, we take the tail of the cow, and then we have a haldi, which is auspicious, and the turmeric, and that is flicked upon or flung upon the deities, and it looks very beautiful. All the devotees say Haribol, Haribol. And then we have some rice powder or kutwata when we follow Ekadashi, and mixed with some kumkum, which the ladies put here in the partition of the hair. This is also considered auspicious. And so, but even so, for protection, it is waved. So they knew how to wave the tail of the cow and for protection. And here it is mentioned also to give protection to Krishna, although he's the Supreme Lord, he doesn't need to be protected. But because they don't know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, so they have this feeling that we have to protect Krishna. He has to be protected. And then Brahmana Adibihi. So it was not just they had this the tail of the cow and they were waving that around. And then, but then they had the Brahmanas also. That is explained also in Gopal Champu by Jiva Goswami about Krishna's pastimes. It's in two parts. The first part about Krishna's pastimes in Braj. Second about Krishna's pastimes in Matra and Dwarka. Very beautiful book also. After having read all Prabhupada's books, you may read that book also. Very beautiful. Additional information is there. Very wonderful book. When I first read it, then it was so wonderful, and then I couldn't read the second part because Krishna going to Matra and Krishna in Dwarka is not as wonderful. It is wonderful also, but Krishna's pastimes in Braj are more wonderful. So it is mentioned, Brahmana Adibihi. So the Brahmanas were there. So they called the Brahmanas also, they were there. Because they were not going alone. A big, big demon, the body of this big demon there. They were all afraid. They were not going alone, the ladies. But the men were going also. But the ladies first, because they were so much concerned. They were they wanted to immediately take the child and breastfeed him, the mother, that will be natural. But then the Brahmanas were there also, and chanting mantras for protection and chanting auspicious mantras, Om Sasino Govinda, Sasino Chutananto, and so on, to create auspiciousness for protection also. As Prabhupada gave the Nishinga mantra for protection, which we chant after Mangalatik, because especially in the West, many times difficulties are there. People are bothering the devotees and harassing the devotees. But even in India, sometimes it happens. One time I was in Jaipur, long time ago, 1983. I was doing some book distribution membership, and I had a suitcase with a receipt book, some money, and then two people were following me. And I knew they want my suitcase, small suitcase. And then, of course, immediately and there were not many people around there, hardly anybody. And then what to do immediately? Krishna, Krishna, Namaste, Narasinghaya, Prahlada, Lada, Dayane. I chanted very loudly. And these two persons who were there obviously wanted to take my suitcase, seeing white body. He must have a lot of money, this person. Many dollars in the suitcase. So they came quite close, but then I was chanting loudly. And then, of course, some people, they were looking around, although they were not many. And there was one auto rickshaw there came, and then they're all looking. And then these two persons, who were thieves, obviously, they immediately turned away and they ran away. So by chanting auspicious mantras, chanting Nrisingha mantra, Omugam viram mahavishnum jatnam sarvatamakam Nrisingha vishnam badam mitum mitum namami aham. By taking shelter of the Lord, then one is protected. So then devotees also, they for their children, sometimes then they have Nishinga Kavacha, here they tie here. Because the children, when they are small, they cannot chant much. And if some danger is there, they will not say Krishna, Krishna. They will say Papa, Mama, or Pita, Pita, Mata, Ma, Ma, come please, somebody's is trying to harm me, or even some other boys are there trying to harm, and then they will call out to the mother and father. But if somebody is there and it happens, here or everywhere, even in the West sometimes, kidnapping the children, because they're small, and then asking money for the child. So for protection, and sometimes animals are there, and also bothering, even monkeys, sometimes they attack the small children. One has to be careful. And so therefore they have a small kavacha here for protection. So different things. And so there were all these things. There were even Krishna, it is known that he has this black thread, which is offered to the Lord, sanctified by being offered to the Lord. and they put it sometimes here, or they put it here around the neck or around the belly for protection, for protecting the child. Sometimes they will just have a dot here. Here, or they put it here, a black dot from the kajal, and that is also for protection. And usually that is prasad of the Lord, offered to the Lord. And so that the people with evil eye or evil mind, they will be warded off by that. Even by, it is actually psychological, but it is actually scientifically can be proved. If a dot is there, already the people, they will be, when they see that, they will be somehow warded off. And especially when they have a kavacha here or this thread, then and that will protect. So by different means they try to protect Krishna, who is giving protection to everyone. But in the loving exchange, they are not aware that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So here Prabhupada is mentioning also in the purport, again and again, in these purports here, and the 10th canto is explaining about how important is cow protection. And Srila Prabhupada wanted that the devotees establish farm communities, and even Vrindavan village. A village is just like Vrindavan, not like Vrindavan now, like Vrindavan 40, 50 years ago. Because 40, 50 years ago, there were hardly any cars. Prabhupada's car was here, and some rich people had some car, nobody else had car. Phone, there were hardly any phones, no mobile. And also the other phone, landline, there was one phone in the guest house, in the post office, and very, very rich people, they had a phone, nobody else had phone. And so Parikrama Marg was all, Raman was red, was sand, very soft sand. There were no plastic bag, no plastic bottles, and so many peacocks and parrots were flying around, and KK and the parrots making their sound and glorifying Krishna. So very, very nice atmosphere. Of course, even now it is still nice, but if you go outside, even now you hear toot, and then pollution, and then people talking loud and pushing each other, and a different situation. But like 40, 50 years ago, it was really Vrindavan village. Now it's Vrindavan city. What to do? But if you go outside the Vrindavan city, with skyscrapers almost, 9 o'clock, it's time to stop. So if you go outside the village, still you can see that the very simple life is there. And they're depending on the cow, mostly. I mean, now not so, still they're to some extent, but then they have tractors also, they have mobile also, they have TV also nowadays, what to do. But it is more simple still. But previously all these things were not there, and people were more happy. By having Apple iPhone, you cannot be happy. Nowadays everyone wants Apple iPhone, and now I'm happy I have Apple iPhone. But that will not give happiness. But if Krishna is in the center, if simple living is there and high thinking, then you can be happy. So especially we have to take care of the cows. So living on the land, then one should have the cow and the bull to cultivate the land. Then we'll get so many ingredients from the cow, and the land and cows, these are actually real wealth. Of course, if one has surplus, one can have some gold, but gold is also valuable, but is little dangerous, gold. Different Prabhupada said, don't keep too much gold jewelry, because thieves may be attracted. But still, people giving, then we have to take care, and you have to put in the safe, and DT department has a key, accounts office have the key, only 2 persons can open. We have to have a register every time, and now and then we have to do some inventory and this and that. Okay, we do it, yeah, but it's like, and we have to be careful that nobody steals. Still, what we keep is the details, is better than fixed deposit, because if there's some problem in the economy, the money, the paper money becomes useless. It is not even backed up by the gold, although originally the idea was you have the money should be backed up by the gold and you can change with gold, but nowadays there's more money, there's less gold. And if there's economy is crashing, then the money becomes useless. But the gold is always valuable, and silver also. And the land, and the cows, these are real assets. And so we should depend on Krishna, we should depend on the land and the cows. And then in this way, by doing that, then one can live peacefully. And as Prabhupada is mentioning, even cow urine and cows, the cow's stool can be used for medicinal purpose and for cooking. Even when we do yajna, we have the dry cow dung, and that is used to offer, when we offer the oblations in the fire, we have wood, of course, and then the cow pet is also put. And that gives us a nice fragrance, nice smell. And incense are made also with the cow dung and some herbs, and that gives a very nice smell. And it is purifying the atmosphere. And so if Krishna is the center, and of course that means also if Krishna is the center, the cows must be there. Because Krishna, Gopala Churaman, is the crest jewel of all the coward boys. He's the Supreme Lord, but eternally he's a coward boy, he's a gop, but he's the Supreme Lord. And the gopas, what they're doing, they're taking care of the cows and the calves. So if we want to be happy, Krishna has to be in the center, and then we have to take care of the cows, who are very dear to Krishna. Actually, if you just even you just caress the cow, or you feed the cow, then you will get so much, and then Krishna will be pleased. Even it is said, if you have some desire, if you have some difficulty, you can say that in the ear of the cow, and the cow will take care of that problem or fulfill your desire. So, but of course, we should try to ask some spiritual things, not that, oh, I need a mobile, or don't say that to the cow, but let me be, of course, sometimes some things are asked, please give me good wife or something. But anyhow, if you want to be protected, you take shelter also of the cow, as mentioned here, and there are, and all the demigods are residing in the body of the cow, that is mentioned also, that is in the scriptures. And everyone is pleased if the cow is pleased. And then, yes, we can advance nicely in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Garant Raj Simar Bhagavatam ki. Sisi Gonitai ki. Sisi Krishna Balaram ki. Sisi Radha Shama Sundar ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Jai Jai Sisi Radhe Shama.